say, Mama, where you been so long? Crazy Mama, where you been so long? You've been hiding out, you know that's true. Crazy Mama, I sure need you. Crazy Mama, where you been so long?
Good evening, and welcome to In the Crosshairs with Barb Peterson. Please visit farmwars.info, where you can learn how our rural lifestyle is being threatened by a combination of increasing federal regulations and corporate shenanigans, as well as Monsanto's invasive GMO technology, which is designed to make it next to impossible to raise animals and organic food. It is time to step up to the plate and fight, or lose it all without a whimper. Choose to make a stand and fight. We can make a difference. Tonight, we will be training our sights on Monsanto's partner in crime, Cargill. Among its many products and services, which include genetically modified animal feed, organic human food, personal care products, pharmaceuticals, and salt, Cargill manufactures fertilizer. The manufacture of fertilizer is a messy business. One of the problems that has plagued the company was how to get rid of the hazardous waste from its chimney stacks. Not to worry, this little problem has been solved. Cargill is dumping the toxic waste from its fertilizer plants into our water supply. In fact, 70% to 75% of our nation's fluoride is Cargill's toxic waste. And while Cargill dumps its poison into our drinking water, our oh-so-thoughtful government says it's good for you. In fact, we are told that it will help get rid of cavities. Yes, this waste, called hydrofluosilicic acid, is considered by our government as having the same basic chemical composition as fluoride when dumped in the water supply. So, hydrofluosilicic acid is considered an unstable, poisonous, corrosive acid. Yet, if it is dumped into our water supply, it becomes somehow safe to drink. This unstable, poisonous, corrosive acid is the substance used in 90% of the water fluoridation programs in the United States. Can we say eugenics? Here are some of the benefits of fluoride. Fluoride is a cumulative poison. It collects in your system. It causes chromosome damage. It damages your kidneys and your brain. And it also causes Alzheimer's. Rats dosed prenatally demonstrated hyperactive behavior. Those dosed postnatally demonstrated hypoactivity or underactivity. It lowers the IQ, causes the early onset of puberty, affects the thyroid gland, causes arthritis, cancer, and infertility, and harms bones by making them brittle. So you see, why Cargill and its poisonous solution to the population problem is in the crosshairs. Read more about this at farmwars.info, and don't be afraid to just say no to fluoride. You will live longer and healthier. This is Barb Peterson, signing off.
Crazy mama, where you been so long? Crazy mama, where you been so long? You've been hiding out, you know that's true. Crazy mama, I sure need you. Crazy mama.